The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like life. It's better with you. My life. It's better with you. This is true. It's better with two. My life. It's better with you.
Hello. And welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
What's up, Trav Nation? Vroom, vroom, it's me, middlest brother and big dog, Travis Wolf Wolf McElroy.
Shut up and drive, it's me, Built for Tough, Griffin McElroy.
Guys, I figure it's Max Fun Drive. It's the second week. We should start off with something topical. I just watched Wicked. You guys heard about this?
Yeah, man. We could also... I stand before a road diverging in the wood, and before one path is a bunch of dirty fucking footprinted trash and mud and dog shit and grime. And it says, and then, and there's a sign right there. It says this way to talk about Wicked. And then the other way, get this, there's money laying everywhere. And it says this way to do your pledge break for the drive that only lasts one more.
Sure.
So, and I'm looking at that
Can we incorporate them?
I would rather not. Have shitty money.
No, not shitty money, just wicked good money. Dirty, sexy money.
In this case, the road less traveled has the money on it. This is a win-win for us.
Yeah. Okay, but that seems like a trap, doesn't it? Like, if I went in the woods and there was a path with money laid out leading down it and one path that everyone went down.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to get murdered on the money
trap. I guess let's address this. Do you think your hot... new discussion points.
No, I was just going to say I like it.
Please. Do
you
think
you're
hot,
the whole thing.
Your hot new discussion points on this ancient movie is going to support my please let me finish.
Okay.
Is going to support my family and the business that we have nurtured together for a decade and a half.
No, I was just going to say I enjoyed it and the songs were fun.
Okay.
Griffin, as someone told me lately.
Yeah.
Everyone deserves the chance to fly. And I think that extends.
Wow, that's beautiful.
It was in the...
What?
That was part of the movie.
Were you paying
attention? Oh, I fell asleep.
Or? Okay.
No.
Okay. So you
I watched it in chunks.
Okay, great.
This morning... I'm glad you mentioned Wicked, though, Travis, because I wanted to say something
about
Wicked,
too. Oh, here we go. Let me put on my galoshes.
It's that today, the first thing I experienced this morning was... I opened some social media I don't keep track anymore, and I watched Cynthia Erivo sing Happy Birthday to Guillermo from the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and I wept for it. Was so beautiful.
Yeah, that's
and
lovely.
This isn't a joke. I woke up and I watched her sing, and I think I've never heard this song the way she's singing it to Guillermo.
Yeah.
And then it was beautiful. It was beautiful. So that's the thing I want to say about Wicked.
Okay.
That's my contribution, Trav.
Griffin, anything you'd like to add about Wicked?
No, I don't think so. And I don't think there's anything else happening for one more week that's going to support our family and the stability of our whole business for a decade and a half. So I think let's get into the questions, guys.
Well, Griffin, that's ironic. It's the Max Fun Drive.
Yeah, you didn't know?
No, I did know.
I wanted to, now that the show has begun.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the Max Fun Drive because you're supposed to do it at the top.
It's weird. We didn't learn this when we went to Terry Gross's pledge school, but she didn't mention anything about edging.
Terry Gross's Gross Out Academy.
Wait, she didn't teach us about edging for pledge edging or pledging, I guess, which is
okay,
what we're doing here.
You did pay attention at Gross Out Academy because you talked about edging and Terry
like
Gross.
They know we're going to give them the hard sell on Max Fun Drive and how much great bonus content they can get, like our Hot Ones audition tape, but we're making them... really wait before they can bust on it.
Yeah.
Our style this time.
Tantalizing.
We'll see how it pans out.
If you go to MaximumFun.org/join, you can see all the details and see all the gifts and see all the stuff. But the important thing is, this is the time of year we come to you and say, hey, if you like these shows, we would really like your help in making them possible. It is funded by you. And that's the reason we've been able to do this for over a decade. How many years? 14?
Yeah, like 15 11? In April.
This is our 15th year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yeah, no, for so long. It's thanks to your support. And if you've been listening for a while, you never supported, or maybe you lapsed and you're able to come back, it would really mean the world to us if you could do that. So go to MaximumFun.org/join. We'll talk more about it later.
That's a great point. Just before we forget, because I don't think we've mentioned this yet on previous ones, this is a great time of year. You know, sometimes you get like renewed credit cards, or you lose a credit card and you replace it, or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you think you're a member, but you're not sure because of credit card changes over the last year, double check. Yeah.
And if it helps you sort of push forward on that, imagine like me coming to your door and knocking with a little like square, you know, card reader in my hand, like, please, it went, you messed up and broke it, please. If that helps at all, then imagine it.
Oh, guys, before we get started on the show, I've just been handing something. Beep, 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 beep. Farm haunted, farm haunted.
What the heck?
It's a farm, farm haunted.
What the heck? What is this amalgam universe nonsense? What are you doing?
About this, man. Well, I don't this know about was, this, man.
This was sent in to us by Braden. I'm going to send you guys the image in Slack.
Okay, hopefully not Slack an entirely visual. Me. Let's see.
There will be quite a bit of description in it.
Okay, great. I love that. Thanks, Braid.
Thanks, Braid.
Cool. Awesome. Cool. So what we're looking at here, it looks like a custom 1992 horse's ass bar stool.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so what it is sort of imagine a horse, truncate it, an abbreviated horse, ending at the front haunches, no neck, no head.
Like if this was a centaur, all the human parts been removed.
But here's the really important thing, is that to make it make sense, they've put the front legs like way farther up on the body than you would kind of expect them. Yeah. So it's like, it's not like there's just not a head. It's like there's not a front half and the legs scooted back to accommodate. It's really like upsetting.
If there is a procedure called a centaurectomy, this would be what is left on the operating table floor when the human torso and body and arms and head are liberated from these equine features.
Now, this is available for sale on Facebook Marketplace.
How much?
I have blocked out the price.
Yeah.
So, Justin, if you would read the description listed here.
Whoa, Nelly. One of a kind. Nothing like this on Earth. This one of a kind Western style artist bar stool features horse legs, hooves, authentic horse tails, and a swiveling seat.
Can we pause?
Yeah.
Authentic horse tails?
I mean,
I certainly hope not.
Yeah, buddy, I think it's authentic horse tails and a swiveling seat. Completely handmade, hand-carved, and hand-finished. Now, I wanted to touch on this. I did enjoy. They are saying this to put aside your fears that maybe at some point there was a horse's ass stool factory that was just churning these
No.
This is not some off the assembly line horse's ass stool. This is hand carved, handmade,
hand finished,
and signed by the artist. Grab a seat on your horse's tail bar stool and have yourself a drink.
What do you want to bet that artist's signature is the first part of it just says, sorry about this, and the signature.
Yeah, this is upsetting. I was in a dark, dark, dark divorce.
The other thing that I do want to touch on.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, please.
Is this fucking stool, man? I wouldn't mind rubbing my paws all over this.
Yeah, no, it
shiny
is the stool. It is the fact that you, the reader, the listener, have at this point probably started to wonder about the Jennies.
Yeah.
And they have chickened out in a major way in either the photography or the stool. I don't know.
But I suspect it's the photography.
Okay.
They conspicuously did not show the under horse's genital area.
What I'm saying is, from the photos provided, it could actually be hanging major horse dong, and that information is not provided to you, which I think is crazy to ask me to make a buying decision if I don't know if there's a big dong on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point, Juice.
How do I set a price?
I'll message the seller quick. Is there, one, do you ship? Two,
do you ship me and this stool together? Do you have a fan?
Are we OTP? me and Stuhl.
Is this going to get me kicked out of my church bridge club if I procure this item? And do you ship?
So if you guys had to put a price on this piece of art.
Yeah.
Travis, I'm going to say a number. And like I'm seeing a lot of different numbers. But for some reason, $1,200.
Wow. Is it shitty if I say 1201? And then do I win the chair if I'm closer? Funny.
Is that your real guess, Griffin?
I think it's considerably more than that. I'm going to say I think that this stool costs $9,000.
I think it's over 9,000.
It's a cut.
Fucking good stuff.
Thanks,
I think that Ram. This is a one-of-a-kind piece, and I would be honored to have this in my
home.
Or
so they say.
$9,000 for what would become an heirloom of my dynasty?
This is an
dynasty?
Insane gap, Griffin. This is a gap that I don't know how we close as people. Like, our estimation on it is so far
apart. I'm not saying
apart.
I want
well,
to spend
$9,000. Well, Justin, what I've learned from Antiques Roadshow is art is worth what people will pay for it.
Right.
So what we're hearing here is whatever the...
I would pay $300 for this if the shipping was reasonable. It's going to cost $9,000.
Okay.
Oh, you're saying with shipping included. Okay. Well, originally, this was listed for $1,450.
Oh, shit.
But they did mark it down to $1,350 currently. Okay. I don't know what it's at now. It might be down to $1,200.
That's astounding, guys.
Yeah. We got a game of chicken on our hands now. Because if shipping's reasonable, I would grab this bad boy if it gets down low enough. Now it's a waiting game, but someone's definitely going to snatch it up before we do. Gosh, do you think there's a wealthy benefactor amongst our listenership who's going to, one day one of us will show up at the post box and they'll be so fucking angry at us at the post office. Holy shit, they'll be mad.
I was hoping, Griffin, a little bit hoping that there'd be like a ding dong.
as we were talking.
The prestige. Travis has delivered it. Whose doorbell was it? Find out next time. Somebody owns this thing.
Hey, should we do a question?
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you, Braden. Thank you for
Thanks,
that.
Braden.
Yeah, thank you. That's that was good.
We'll put it on Soshi.
Yeah, we'll put the image up on Soshi.
My name is Elliot. I've been working at the same company for 11 years, but I've changed departments a few years ago. Since changing departments, I've climbed up the ladder. Last summer, my old boss hired a new employee for my old job, and his name is Elliot. To be polite, I gave him the nickname Better Elliot so that I could keep Elliot.
Nice.
After a few months of calling him Better Elliot, my coworkers told me he's not the Better Elliot. He embellished a bit too much on his resume, and he isn't getting along with his team, and he's taking a bunch of time off from work. The problem I face is, should I keep calling him Better Elliot? And that's from Nick Nameless in Naperville.
Initial gut reaction, it's not gonna kill you to call a poor employee Better Elliot. But I do think there's a smooth transition out of it where one day you make him spill a big jug of water right on his pants and you say, more like Wetter Elliot.
Oh, that's good.
And you make sure lots of other people are around when you say that. And you're gonna have to tell them ahead of time to bust up. So that later when people call him Wetter Elliot, they can feel okay about it. It will last a week before he's fired, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
This issue will eventually sort of solve itself. But
is there a way to start saying it with an implied do at the beginning?
I was
do better, Elliot.
Yeah, oh, like, that's cool.
Like
better
you could
Elliot,
be the better Elliot than you are now. Like comparatively, you are a better Elliot than previously, which was quite a bad Elliot. We all agree.
I think with enough prolonged eye contact and seriousness in the delivery of better Elliot. You can really get across what you're trying to go for there.
Next time, I think your problem was differentiating yourself into discrete people. I think you would have just been better served to do also Elliot. And then you have a little bit of coverage, you both do, honestly. You shackled him with a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know? He didn't know anything day one. You said he's better than you at your job? Oof.
Maybe give him an introducing, right? An introducing Elliot.
Yeah. Or you could call him Smelliot, since he's so bad in his job and stealing from you and your boss. And that's time crime. And I get so pissed off and fired up about this stuff when people aren't doing good enough at their jobs and working hard enough at their jobs and still demand to be called the better Elliot. It makes me sick.
I don't think the pressure should be on you to improve Elliot's work-life balance. I think what my response would be, I'm going to keep being nice to this cat and you guys fire him or something because I can't deal with it.
I did everything I could better, Elliot.
Right.
Yeah.
Elliot's foibles are your problem. I got out of that stinko department.
I want to jump back to something Griffin just said. I don't think I don't think better Elliot is demanding to be called better Elliot. I don't think that that's part of the problem, Griffin. I think that would be wild if I showed up, got a new job, and there was another Travis, and I said, I know how to smooth this out. Just call me better Travis.
Well, do you think that if someone called him regular old Elliot, he wouldn't be like, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? What's wrong? Am I not good enough for you anymore?
It's making things very clear where the delineation lies. If you just go, Elliot.
Yeah. Why did your boss hire another Elliot?
Yeah, that's on them.
You can't keep working there. That is a great disrespect that has been placed literally upon your name.
Maybe that job has to always be held by an Elliot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's one of those federal laws. They got.
Yeah.
One of those federal requirements.
Maybe your boss is trying to hold up a mirror to you and your own job performance as if to say, do you see now the bad Elliot? What a better job the bad Elliot could be doing? I brought bad Elliot here as a lesson to you. Pick up your performance, increase your sales, boost your sales.
Yep.
Black screen, Severance, season 3.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That would be so dope. People are like, how are they going to do a third season of Severance? And you say, it's just two people named Elliot. They work the same company.
Same place.
Stakes are way, way lower. They can leave. They can hang out and go to TGI Fridays together. It's not a big deal.
Just start calling yourself Best Elliot.
That's cool.
Oh. The Guiding Elliot?
Oh, Omega Elliot.
The Elliot Standard.
Yeah, Elliot Prime.
Griffin, you were going to say something about Elliots?
Love them. Love them all. Can't go wrong. Gould, fucking crazy for it. Did you guys know that this is our... Yeah, sure. Yeah. Sure, man.
T.S.?
Yeah, baby. Well, too few L's, but that's because all he gets is W's. And so I'll say this. It is the second week of the Max Fun Drive. So
oh, shit. What?
We could use your help in continuing to make and grow these shows. Because of the support we've gotten from you all, we've been able to make this, first of all, our full-time jobs for a long time now. We have been able to hire a team of people who help us make stuff very regularly, even when our lives and parental duties get a little out of pocket. And also, we've been able to do a bunch more video stuff in the last year. We started Clubhouse because we were able to hire someone to produce video stuff for us. So when you donate to the Max Fun Drive, you can choose the shows that you listen to and support them incredibly directly. And that is the reason we're able to do this.
What Griffin is saying, correct. We've been able to dominate the digital space for the last 15 years. No one's doing it bigger or better than us. And that's because of you. But listen, there's room to grow. Are there podcasts on Mars? We don't know yet.
Yep.
Scientists don't know if there's podcasts on Mars. And without your support, we're not going to be able to find out. Do they have podcasts in Atlantis? Do turtles know about podcasts?
Yeah.
Probably right? not.
This is the kind of thing.
Should we pivot to video?
We don't know.
Yeah. We're
still
not
on the
sure.
fence
it's
about
unclear.
That one, man.
Yeah. Do turtles dream? These are all the things that we ask ourselves late at night when we're trying to sleep. And the only way you can help us to get a good night's sleep is by going to MaximumFun.org/join. Mm. There's so many different ways to be a member. You can become a new member. You've never been a member before. New membership time. Awesome.
If you do that, you are going to get so much bonus content. Your ears are going to shit right in your headphones.
Days.
That's true.
Days of bonus content.
Days of it.
It may be weeks at this point, honestly. We've done videos on there. We've done audio. We've gotten commentary tracks. I think there's a commentary track for the movie Avatar.
Correct.
That doesn't sound right.
One of the offerings.
And the TV show.
Yeah.
My Brother, My TV show.
All six episodes, right? Yeah. Commentary tracks for those.
We auditioned for Hot Ones this year.
God. Please don't let that be in vain.
Without being, you know, no one solicited that. Yeah. No one asked for that.
It's like a cold call, but so spicy.
It would be a huge, huge, huge break for us. So if you know any of the hot ones, guys.
Oh, my God. Massive,
oh, my
right?
goodness.
Massive. But
that won't happen for us. So please help us out. MaximumFun.org/join. At just $5 a month, you get all the bonus content. And there's other levels, too, where you get other great gifts.
Yeah. As Griffin said, you can also upgrade. Maybe you've been $5 for a while. Now you can be $10. You've been $10 for a while. You can move up to $20.
Trav, if I go from $5 to $10, other than the bonus content, what do I get?
Thank you for asking, Justin. You're going to get to choose a pin from a show on Max Fun. There's like 30-some pins on there to choose
from. You really took a wild swing at that.
I know, right? It feels right.
You have no idea.
They're all gorgeous. I'm a big fan of the My Brother and Me Trav Nation pin for obvious reasons.
Yes, of course.
But there's a lot of really great ones on there. And you'll have the warmth in your heart of knowing you were able to up your membership and support us a little bit more.
You can also boost your membership by like a buck or two if you want to. You can pay for a whole year up front. If you don't want a recurring charge, you can gift a membership to a dear loved one to make sure that they get the bonus content.
Or a bitter enemy if you hate our shit.
Or a bitter enemy if you hate our shit. Well, no, don't do that because we would still benefit from that. If you hate our shit.
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like the best way, an enemy of my enemy, and the best way to punish my enemy is to make them listen to the McElroy Brothers for free.
Helps, please support us. Please help support us and the Max Fun Network. It's a wonderful community. We are honored to be staying strong with Max Fun for, I think this is our 14th Max Fun drive,
correct.
Which is just wild. It's a wonderful organization. We own all of our shit because we are not part of some massive network that would want to control that. Max Fun is a co-op owned by its workers. It is a rad thing to be a part of. And this is the last week of the drive. Last time we're going to ask you for your help. MaximumFun.org/join.
I think if you look around, you can see what a major bummer it could be when stuff you love is owned by corporations. Your donations help to keep us away from that. And it's also a way of like voting for this being the kind of way you like to see media run.
That's right.
And we really appreciate that. And the fact that you've made this a sustainable model for us for so long means like so much. And thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now let's get back to the important work we do.
Please.
I'm on my way home from work, and there's been an accident, and the one and only highway I can take. On the one and only highway I can take. They estimate it will be several hours until it's reopened. Traffic is moving, but it's a very, very slow crawl. I grab some chicken wings on my way. They're sitting next to me in the passenger seat. Thai chili flavor. I'm hungry. But I won't reach my destination for over an hour. Can I eat these sauced up beauties while in the driver's seat? Am I good? I'm alone in my vehicle, but surrounded by other drivers in bumper to bumper traffic. And this is from Commuter in Canada. So I should start by saying I don't know Canadian law.
Oh, no. Good point.
So this is not in any way. I don't know. I don't know the law. I don't want the Mounties.
Yes.
You know, you don't need the RCMP.
I don't need the Certe. I've been reading some Canadian detective novels. Don't worry about it.
I also don't know what Canadian chicken wing culture is like. Here it is in America, and this is one part of our, you know, the culture that I do think we have a bit of a leg up on for a lot of the world, is that we not only, it's okay to get sloppy, we like it when we get really, sloppy really sloppy. In a car, in the office, at a kid's birthday party, it's like great to get sloppy and we like it and people like it when you do it. So if you were here in the States, I'd say,
100%.
Yummy down.
Another thing about chicken wing culture in the States is that I meant to tell you guys the BW3s at the mall closed.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a bummer, man. Our chicken wing culture is taking a lot of hard hits lately. They closed, Black Sheep closed. It's been tough for chicken wings lately.
Knowing that the BW3s can't keep one open at the Huntington Mall makes me want to short the whole B-dubs market.
I know, man.
It seems like the big crash is a coming. Seems
it was
like
so poorly run though as a franchise. It was subpar.
I talk shit, man. It's gone now. Talk shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Go off, King.
They can't deny they only my have pretzel rods anymore because they're closed. Nobody gets them there.
They only had three flavors. One of them was salt. I don't think that this place was.
They had salt and vinegar. They had salt and vinegar.
Oh, separate.
Yeah, separate. You had to get one of the others.
And then they just had naked.
On the front of the building, they spray painted buffalo wings and wieners, and they sold hot dogs too with the sauce
on
it.
It was weird,
man. Three types of sauce and the salt. So I don't think that this was a legitimate business. They let dogs come inside, and they would go fucking ape shit every time. I really don't think that they could. They said they were a veterinary office as well. I don't think that this was a real one.
It wasn't.
I never saw.
I meant to tell you guys, the veterinary office is still functioning.
That's my favorite one to use when I'm in town. So that's to go back to the question, can we agree that there's an important detail left out here that changes the game entirely, which is bone in or boneless?
Well, they said wings, so they're not boneless.
Well, boneless wings are.
Those are nuggets. So
I understand what you're saying, Justin. But
Travis right now. Like, we're all on the same page on this. It is a harsh reality of the world that we live in that there is boneless wings.
And I'm saying if you have a box of boneless wings and you can pop them in and move forward, no problem.
If they were boneless, this person would not have fucking.
That's what I have to assume.
No way.
I'm gonna go to Boston Pizza because
Can you pick me up something while you're there?
No, that's the only chain I know, the only Canadian chain that might sell wings. Okay. So I just want to know if boneless, because I'm hoping I might be able to pick something up from the question asker being from Canada, right? Famous wings combo. So they have wings on the menu and they do not specify.
Okay. How
bone in, right?
And it is bone in. If you don't specify, it's bone in.
So this would not occur to them, I think.
Here's my
bones are in there. Now we don't know. They do not have a breakup on drums or flats, and that for me is a question.
Because you can a stick. You can
a
stick.
Flat. You're working
a
on that.
Flat is
flat. I gotta get my fingers in there with flat to get all
the hold the phone.
You're can doing like a chiropractic adjustment.
So I gotta get my fingers in there for flat, guys. I got to.
What's your? There's no way for me. This is a shame. There's no way for me. It's great shame. There is no way I can ask you to pantomime how you're popping out flats with that. No. You're close. You're close. You don't have to.
Don't do it. This is a family show.
You don't have to. No. You don't have to do it.
No, please, for the love of God.
I'm operating on so little sleep right now. Sure. And if you do that, I'm going to bust up. And then the video will be me busting up at you doing
as a professional courtesy to you.
Show me the
courtesy.
I'm
not going to do the funnier thing on this podcast now. I am, as a professional courtesy, going to move
but
on.
But I can envision.
We can just say Georgia O'Keefe would approve of the way that Justin activates his
wing. You can't say that, Travis. This is not our place.
And for just like your mental picture, like as long as we're kind of giving people something to think about later.
Something to talk about.
Just, I'm imagining that you are using the finger that the TV fell on and squished. And so it's your like little flat finger and you're like, it's flatter. It helps get in the crevices and creases. But as you put your own little fucking frosting spreader cake spatula in there and
yeah.
Travis, what's your style with a flat wing, brother?
I break it apart, babe.
Yeah, I break it apart too. Because there's no other great option visually.
I know that I am perceived visually by other human beings, and so
it's tough.
The problem is you get sauce on your fingers, and then you gotta quick turn the wheel or whatever.
I can't tell you guys the truth. The truth is, it feels mean to break it. It just seems mean.
Hey, man.
It makes me feel like a big bear, or like some sort of big mean bear.
So you're being polite. You're being.
I'm being dignified, man. I'm being tasteful, right?
Yeah,
you're showing some respect to a fallen opponent.
I have a place in the great web. You know, like Arachne said in Spider-Man: Turn Off the Dark.
Yes,
we all have a place in the great web, and I'm trying to play my role.
You
don't want that chicken looking down from Valhalla, seeing you. Just absolutely defiling its bones.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when the lawyer gets chomped in half in Jurassic Park, he's probably like, his ghost is like, unnecessarily, like, you didn't need to do
yeah,
all
man.
That. You don't need this chicken's judgment on you. If it's wings, you can one hand those. You can't one hand a flat. So is that an option? Can we compromise here and say just you can eat the sticks but not the flats?
Drums, but not flat.
Yeah.
I want you to keep a hand on the wheel. We have a lot of fun here and we joke, but I do need you to have one hand on the wheel here. One, non-slippery hand on the wheel. Because that bad boy
might go... Wet hand, dry hand.
Wet hand, dry hand, right? Your wet hands for your wings, your dry hands for your driving.
Yeah, 100%.
Otherwise, your 10 might slip down to a 7. All of a sudden, you're in the fucking guardrail.
Yeah.
And that's a tragedy. And they're going to put in your obituary, this dipshit died trying to eat slippery, sloppery buffalo wings while driving 96 miles an hour down the Canadian highway.
Well, they are in bumper-to-bumper traffic.
The point stands. The point remains.
Okay.
Does it? That's so interesting, because I did not... That was not my sense.
And no, keep an eye out for a scenic overlook that maybe you could pull off on and like really admire Canada's beauty and splendor while you chow down on some Thai chili wings.
It fucking rips ass that not eating the wings has not even been
option.
We have addressed it. You can't let them get... I mean, they'll still be good cold, but...
And but you also... Fresh. The powerful scent, the aroma lifting you up and carrying you over to your passenger seat is too powerful for that. They're only human after all.
But what about like, what about if they're super spicy? You know, like you don't think they're going to be that spicy, but what
and
if
you
it's
turn
like
into a car?
Inside a car, explodes the outer car.
You destroy your car because you turn into a car inside your car.
If you eat spicy food,
your eyes go all wet, and you're like, I can't see.
And
like,
don't wipe your eyes, for the love of God. If you do it with your dry hand.
Yeah. It's a good point, Juice.
It's dangerous. I'm just saying it's dangerous. Everywhere.
Yeah. Why did you get such wet food? Should have thought about that you had a drive ahead of you.
That's why you got to get the dry rub for the drive home.
Dry rub for the drive home.
Yeah, and then you can enjoy the Sloppy Boys in the comfort and seclusion of your own home where you will not be perceived by other human beings, at which point, go wild, man.
You could pick up the world's chillest hitchhiker and be like, hey, where are you heading? Tucson? Great. I don't trust you to operate this car. It is mine. Can you hold these buffalo wings up to my mouth, turn them like a corn cob, and snap my bones when I need you to? I know this seems like something... a killer would ask you to do. That's not me. That's not my journey.
And you're not a killer either, right?
I think I said
snap my bones, and I need to see how you feel about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys drive and eat? You guys ever driven and eaten? You have to tell me. It's a podcast.
Maybe a rap from time to time.
I ever driven a car while eating a food?
Yeah.
Have I ever done these two activities that I do?
Have you ever driven a car while eating a burger?
These two activities I do every single day, have their paths ever crossed?
I was asking is, if you're going through a drive-thru, your wife's in the passenger seat, and you get something super sloppy, like a super sloppy sandwich.
So if you do get something super sloppy,
do you want her to wrap the sandwich in the wrapper to protect the components?
Yes.
Or do you want the wrapper to be gone? Do you want to be working without a wrapper?
No, I work with a net, and I will occasionally hand it back to my wife to ask her to peel it down a little bit like I'm a child.
That's awesome, man.
I can keep a steady hand on the wheel.
Yeah, but listen, here's my problem, man. I can't negotiate with a wrapper and drive a car.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean?
Hard.
I gotta go free.
I have to assume that the wrapper isn't toxic or they wouldn't put it on my food. So if I get a little nibble in there with the bite,
fiber.
I remember how stoked I was when Burger King started doing chicken fries because I was like, those are so easy. I could do those no hand. I could reach down like a big bird and just pop one up, flip it in my mouth. Whoop, one shot.
Get a dispenser like Garth had in the Mirthmobile for red licorice. You just reach up. And,
I don't even have to chew it and maybe accidentally close my eyes too much to see the vehicle stop in front of me on the highway. Uh-oh, my life is saved because of Burger King's chicken fries.
What the heck?
You really pledged me there.
What do you mean? Were you about to do another pledge break?
No, he's talking about pledging.
Yeah, because you took a big breath and then you didn't do the boop a boop sound for such a long time. It was crass and crude, but
it got him rock hard.
Haunted doll watch. I just wanted to mention, I like to check in on this space from time to time because I kind of created it. And then it got so crowded that I had to move out of it, just to be real with you guys.
Is that you throwing shade at Travis for doing a haunted farm watch earlier in this episode?
That's shade at everybody else.
who doing Haunted Doll stuff.
Got wanted to get into Haunted Doll stuff where we were already there, so I had to leave. It got a little crowded at that corner of the beach. Funny beach, as I call it. But I did.
I mean, you're lucky. My funny beaches keep closing. My funny beaches keep eroding from the face of the earth.
I've had a lot of jellyfish, dead jellyfish, wash up on my funny beach, which is upsetting.
I just wanted to show you guys real quick. This is a haunted doll vessel, Teeny the Tiny Witch.
I like Teeny the Tiny. Why would you? How dare you show me an auction for one of these that is closed already?
Yeah,
how dare you show me this?
I didn't know this is a space we're getting into. Meet Teeny, the tiniest member of the gnome group, embarking on a mystical journey of witchcraft. As a novice, Teeny is still in training, but her innate abilities often propel her beyond her level.
Wait, wish list now on Steam. You got to get Teeny the Tiny, Tiny Witch doll.
So you're offering to sell me a newbie unpredictable witch.
Yeah.
No.
It says hailing from an unknown realm, which I like. If we knew where teeny witches came from, I would hope that we would be
living there only.
Yeah, we'd be spreading that information around.
What I love about this posting, Justin, is so far there's been nothing to seem to indicate that it is a spirit possessing a statue, but rather the statue itself is a gnome from a different dimension.
That's an evolution of the form. I like that.
She has these superpowers.
Okay, please.
Teeny connects with others on a profound level, offering compassionate guidance and support. She has natural healing.
I don't have that.
Yeah.
She mends emotional, spiritual, and physical wounds with her innate healing powers. Intuitive insight.
Wounds.
She receives guidance from the spiritual realm. Four, she has protective instincts. Cool. Five, nature affinity. Six.
Wait, does that just mean she likes nature?
No, it means if you use a fire affinity witch against her, she takes 20 extra damage.
Oh, yeah. Sick. Okay.
Recognizing the connectedness of all living things in the cycles of nature. That's what nature affinity is, which, like, I think you could do that without it being a superpower, but whatever.
That also sounds like something someone would say to you and you'd roll your eyes really hard if they were like, unlike other people, I recognize the connection of things. And you're like, cool,
all
Teeny.
Right.
Yeah, all
thanks,
right.
Teeny.
Yeah, I got it.
Together, Teeny and her partner will weave a tapestry of love, magic, and wonder, deepening their connection with each other and the world around them. She has also expressed if her caretaker isn't a witch, it's okay.
Oh, that's
she's willing to guide and learn together.
How are they going to slip in there that there's a Bodo and they're not going to tell us about the bonus doll?
Okay, so I was struck by that too, Griffin. I think that they are saying that if you buy this doll, you are now Teeny's partner.
Oh, I got so fucking excited. I thought that they were saying there's a secret, like, slime bag bonus.
Yeah, like extra one.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you guys all the angles. They really captured a lot of angles. Mm.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I can model this thing in fucking Blender now.
Oh,
I don't need...
look how tiny Teeny is.
It's really
tiny. Teeny's really, really
little.
They put
a penny on there. Or no.
It's not a penny. It's an ancient. It might be a
doubloon. Why is Teeny whistling?
She's screaming. She just is too little to know how.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a horrifying thought you just said, Justin.
I know. She sold for $34.88. Now it does say on here, please understand, I've had to increase my shipping fee to include better packaging. Plus the cost of shipping has gone up. For fragile items, $12 to $14 is the average because I double box the delivery services. Aren't gentle. I will work with you on multiple items and give a shipping discount. How magical are these things that they can't at least guarantee safe shipping from A to B? Right?
I have purchased things online before and they've come damaged in shipping. And if you couple that with the knowledge that not only is the item I bought damaged from shipping, but my new witch partner is dead, I think I would be pretty, pretty shadracked by that information.
Also, Justin, shipping haunted dolls has gotten much harder because of all the scarifs.
Oh, Griffin. Your political humor is really evolved.
Fuck,
it's really
man.
Good, Griffin.
Fuck, man.
I'm so proud of you.
I teach 8th grade science in Washington. It's been cold, and I really got into wearing cozy sweaters during the school year.
Yeah.
I had a rotation of 5 or 6 sweaters that I just went through during our cold, dark months. It became so much of a thing that students started calling me Sweater Boy. With the weather improving, how do I make the switch back to wearing my other clothes without letting 8th graders feel like they've won and bullied me out of wearing the sweaters I love so much? And that is from, I mean, it says here, Sweater Boy. That's not me editorializing.
This is, I want to say, this shows the power of, like, preteens and teens in mocking, where my first thought was like, Sweater Boy's not that creative. And then I started saying it to myself like someone was saying it to me. And by the nature of it being so simple and not creative, it does imply a like, this doesn't even deserve like a fun play on words or whatever. You're just Sweater Boy now.
To be reduced down to such a primordial kind of component is like, they see me for nothing else other than my long
hair. Not
heavy
even
shirt.
Sweater Man or Professor Sweater or something.
Professor Sweater hits.
You gotta
so
get,
good.
No, but the like, the, if you're gonna level a, if you're gonna make a nickname stick with a teacher, it's gotta be that sort of banal.
Yeah.
That like, there's nothing in the name necessarily where they're letting you know that they don't like it.
Yes.
So, like, if you try to take them to the principal, they're gonna be like, I mean, sweater. He wears sweaters.
What do you mean they call you Sweater Boy? But you're not there when they say it.
Right.
You don't know the tone.
It's yeah, like, they say it to my boy, face. Man. Well, yeah, but why do
they call me Fuckwad? Come on, man. Yeah. Like, Sweater
Jesus,
Boy's
man.
Not that bad.
That's not my name.
They yeah,
call me Stacy.
My name is Fouquet. It's French.
Yeah, I think that where you sort of the first time someone said Sweater Boy, you should have taken it off, because if people notice what you're wearing, you've gone wrong.
That's too much power.
Thing.
Can you imagine, Justin? If the first time someone saw you wearing a sweater, they said Sweater Boy, and you instantly took it off, that person
that's pretty darn close to how I would probably react. Travis, honestly,
I think that if you did that to me, like if I said Sweater Boy and you took it off, I would feel a crushing weight of responsibility of the power I had over another human being. Not just in that moment, but maybe make me second guess every interaction I would ever have again with someone ever. That I might comment on nice shoes and then they take off their shoes, right? Or something along those lines. That's too much power you're giving
them. It's what's hard is the next day, once word gets round, like, hey, it's starting to become a thing. And like, I want to tell you, the other students, this isn't me, sir, but the other students are really starting to notice the sweater a lot. I feel like one of the students should have given you an out earlier on. Like, just to let you know that it was building. Because the fact that you let the sort of the rep build to this point where it's like canonical.
Because that didn't happen on the first time you wore a sweater.
Yeah.
Maybe you could switch to sweater vests, right? Make a slow transition out of it. Ooh. Put a little, like, loose nail hammered into your desk. Catch the edge of your sweater on it. Continue moving around the room for the day. Let the sweater slowly unravel.
Be wearing something under.
Important. Like a funny shirt that says, like, the sweater is dead.
Yeah,
like, Sweater Boy's dead. I'm T-shirt man now.
As someone who was in a very similar situation to this and has been in a similar situation to this, the better play for the students would have been to start subtly hinting that they can smell your sweater. Because it's such a gigantic pain in the ass to wash a sweater, right? Yes. I've got sweaters upstairs where it said lay flat. I don't have anywhere in my house to lay a sweater flat.
You don't have a flat surface in your home?
I had to clean off the dining room table. Yeah, man. Somewhere where cats wouldn't pee. I don't know.
Fair.
That doesn't exist in that house.
I know. Yeah. Hey, careful, pal. that's my prison you're talking about.
Pissing.
I was pissing. No, but you... So it is such a pain. So you wear them and you're like, it's always a shirt underneath. Like I always have like a t-shirt or something underneath. And then I think, well, I don't need to wash the sweater right now. So if the students started like, oof, you guys, smells a little bit like sweater. You're like, do you guys smell like a musty sweatery
like
smell?
A sweatery. Yeah, that could work. I was trying to think of ways to retaliate. A teacher could retaliate against a student that would be still funny and not upsetting. And I think that what I've landed on is if people call you Sweater Boy in a way that you're uncomfortable with, you kind of sigh and you walk to the door of the classroom and open it up and you wheel in the AV cart and you say, well, we were going to watch Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too, but I guess that movie's actually only for good behaved kids. And you push it right out of the room and you say, sorry, maybe tomorrow if you can keep your cruel barbs to yourself, then we'll finally get to finish Clyde with a Chance of Meatballs too. I heard he dies at the end of it.
Could you find like 30, I guess, however many kids are in your class, smaller, exact, like child-sized duplicates of your sweater. And you bring them in one day, and you hand them out to everybody, and now they're also sweater boys, and you're in sweat. And then you're going to get some kind of, like, photo posted on an inspirational Instagram of, like, teacher figured out his kids were so jealous of his sweater that he got sweaters for all of them and taught them to be little gentlemen or whatever. Those will always get on there.
I always forget if teacher is one of those jobs that has enough expendable income to buy 30 sweaters for a goof or
child size sweaters, Griffin. They don't cost as much as the human size sweaters.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes, man.
That's a Freudian slip that apparently reveals how I
feel.
Break
that down. Yikes.
Kids aren't fully formed humans.
I think kids are humans.
Science is out, man. Do turtles dream?
I think it is. You're really stuck on that, man.
I can't stop thinking about
it a lot.
I can't stop thinking about it. What do turtles dream about?
I bet they dream about bringing in big returns this year for the Max Fun Drive. No.
You don't think turtles dream about that? I want to, we're not quite at the end of the episode, but we're headed that way. And this is the second My Brother and Me. So I wanted to take a chance before we wrapped up to tell everybody how much your support over the years and on this Max Fun Drive means to us. We take this pretty seriously, and it means a lot to us, seeing people show up for the live streams that we do, seeing people comment on, like, Instagram posts that they upgraded or became a new member or boosted or whatever they were able to do. It's a very good reminder that the stuff that we do matters to people, and it reminds us, you know, of that there's people out there that enjoy the thing that we bring some joy to.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite times of the year to be able to make all this extra stuff, not just the bonus content, but all the live streams and posts and everything like that, to kind of deepen that connection.
Yeah, it's also a good time. I always feel really grateful this time of year, and and I wanted to express that as well, because in, like, all the asking for stuff, I also want to recognize how many people have done this for many years, and I really appreciate it. If you have maybe started listening to some new shows, or maybe listening a little bit more, or your financial situation Chase, whatever, maybe what if you could do about $20 a month in addition to the pin and the bonus content? We've also got a pretty freaking incredible towel, a Beach for the Stars towel illustrated by Paul G. Hammond. It's gorgeous. It's fantastic. Or there's a bucket hat if you don't want the towel, but I think you probably would want the
towel. You always need a towel.
You probably want the towel. That's the route that I would go. But the important thing is not the gifts. It's that you're saying, hey, I like when my media cares about people. I like when the stuff I make is beholden to the people who listen to it and not to big money corporate interests or the government.
Are there a lot of government podcasts?
A lot of government
podcasts. Oh, man.
Huge genre these days.
It is. I mean, the thing is, it's the way that...
I do one for the West Virginia Department of Transportation. Dude, yeah? It's so boring. Yeah.
Okay, cool, man.
But I make $10,000 an episode every
say that now. Don't say that during
not
the
now.
Listen,
it's
we all
from
get
the federal
a
government. Don't worry about it, guys.
We all get a lot of money from the left dot, but let's keep that shit under wraps until maybe next week. We joke.
In all seriousness, the way that Max Fun, the funding works, and the way that, like, not just the ownership of the shows and the ownership of the network is completely unique to podcast networks from what I've found and talked to other people about. And this thing of, like, it being a pretty tight, closed loop of, like, listeners and hosts and creators and the workers of Max Fun feels very unique and special. And our ability to just make stuff that we like for the people that like it is so unique, and it wouldn't be possible without support from you guys.
Genuinely would not be possible. If this is the only show you listen to, you may not be aware of this, but if you listen to other McElroy shows, you probably know that the podcast ad market is in pretty much the worst spot I've seen it in my long, illustrious podcasting career, where we don't run a lot of ads on other shows that aren't My Brother and Me. But fortunately, because of the support we get from you all, we are able to stay solvent and keep paying people to help us out and keep making more stuff. And we're not asking you to just do this for free. The bonus content, if you've never heard it, is wild. You got to hear Pranky Doodle Dandy. You got to hear Plato's Rave. You got to hear all that.
Yeah.
You got to hear my Plato's Rave. My sister-in-law and me.
Yeah. You got to hear that. You got, if you listen to Taz, the Charlieverse trilogy of D&D sessions scripted by Justin's oldest daughter are all just, it's all unstoppable content. Yep. And so you get a lot of great stuff. And you know that you support the shows that you like. For you know, starting at just $5 a month.
If you're already a supporter, by the way, and you haven't checked out your bonus content and you've forgotten how, maybe you can go to MaximumFun.org/howtoboco.
We are going to be streaming every day for the rest of this week. We streamed every day last week too. We have some stretch goals that we've released. If you're a member of the Max Fun network, you can watch our Hot Ones video. The full video is now up in the Boco feed. If we can get up to 8,000 new upgrading boosting members, we're going to release an old video of Travis playing Conrad Birdie from Bye Bye Birdie on an upcoming Clubhouse, hopefully alongside one of Justin singing Ed Sullivan. Yeah. We already hit that one.
I've invested in a pretty pricey disc resurfacing machine to keep the flow coming, the spikes, the embarrassment spikes. Pipeline coming.
We're leaving it all out on the court for the rest of this week, and then we're going to go back to the usual amount of effort that you assume
that we can sustain,
sustainable as content creators. This is our last episode of Boom Bam, where we're going to ask you to help us out. So MaximumFun.org/join. If you're thinking about it, do it now before you forget, and help us keep the goof train on the tracks, because otherwise it'll crash.
Sorry.
Yes.
I want to munch.
Squad.
Griffin, I'm sorry. I can't sing the song. Talk to me about your reaction to the Munch Squad theme song as you just sort of like, it was more like
gosh,
a stain on your shirt.
Dude,
you hadn't noticed.
You were making quite a face, Justin, maybe in the ramping up to it.
That's not part of it.
But
it is for us.
We have to see you, Justin. We have to see you. And sometimes we'll react to things that only we can see. You don't have to hang a big lantern on.
As I've told my
You
wife,
look like you were having a heart attack and were dying on the show.
I've been spending too much of my precious little energy lately trying to mask my emotional state at any given moment.
Yeah.
So as I told Sydney, my face isn't part of it, right?
Oh, okay, cool.
My face isn't part of it. I can't do that right now, okay?
Right.
Listen. Dan-a-lan-a-lan-a-lan-a-lan.
Yeah!
Thank you. Guys, they fucking did it.
Yes.
Guys, McDonald's did it.
Oh.
And we've been waiting for them to do it, but they did it.
They did it?
Adult Happy Meals, man.
Wait a second. I thought what you were showing us is that they got these awesome Minecraft meals. I was like, great. I didn't put together that they were doing these damn things for grown folks as well.
So there is the normal kids Happy Meal, which we all love and revere. But now we've got a Minecraft movie meal.
Wait, you've just blown my mind, Justin. I didn't know till right this second that the article associated with Minecraft movie was a Minecraft movie.
Oh, baby,
this is news to me.
So, Trav, this is actually, let's talk about that for a second. I think they're calling it a Minecraft movie to emphasize the sort of open source collaborative nature of Minecraft.
Yes, for sure.
So, maybe we should have a Minecraft movie as well.
Yeah.
A different Minecraft movie to kind of honor that open source collaborative nature of Minecraft.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe also my theory is that it was called the Minecraft movie until a single focus group got plopped down in front of that trailer and they were like, maybe we shouldn't put all our eggs in this one particularly hugely upsetting looking basket.
Yes. So we could have, maybe the last Ghostbusters movie could have been a Ghostbusters reboot, and then after that is a Ghostbusters reboot. It's just, it's just one of them.
You can't want the same one. Yeah.
So let me tell you about this meal, because we do have the kids option that has a Minecraft toy. From crafting pixel-perfect replicas of our golden arches and world-famous menu items to stacking block upon block into full-on restaurants, fans have been building their love for McDonald's into Minecraft for years.
Yes.
Now inspired by their imagination and the global big screen adventure, a Minecraft movie debuting in theaters on April 4th, we're bringing the game's cinematic world to McDonald's, introducing a Minecraft movie meal. and a Minecraft movie Happy Meal, dropping together for the first time ever at McDonald's nationwide, starting April 1st. Don't worry.
I'm worried, man.
It's not a joke. Mm.
Hey, if you tell me grown-up Happy Meals launching April 1st, my head's a little too on swivel to get fooled again by the
McDonald's
Corporation. Justin,
I might be asking you to jump ahead a little bit, and in fact, I am, because is this actually a grown-up Happy Meal, or is this just a combo meal, which they've done before? Is there a toy?
Oh, well, Travis, allow me to answer that with an affirmative. Yes. First off, I will have to say, Travis, Chicken McNuggets meal, if you get the, there's a 10-piece McNuggets meal or a Big Mac. You can go either way. If you get the nuggets, you can spice that up with Nether Flame Sauce, a limited edition hot sauce inspired by the Nether, with crushed red pepper and flaming cayenne, balanced with hints of garlic and sweetness, much like the Nether itself.
Right.
Families and our youngest fans can also enjoy a Minecraft movie Happy Meal featuring one of 12 film-inspired toys. Whatever, we don't care about this. A Minecraft movie meal.
I should say that I do care about it a great deal.
I care about it a great deal.
It's going to absolutely invade and occupy my house like some sort of enemy from abroad.
So you can get one of 6 adult collectibles. There's a Big Mac.
Sexual.
There's a Big
Mac. No.
No. Okay.
No, it's not like that.
I got a creeper from my butt at McDonald's. I got a butt creeper from
Mickey's.
It
doesn't explicitly say that on the packaging, but if it fits, it sits.
Wow,
you know what I mean?
It says it's an Enderman for my butt from the McDonald's grown-up Happy Meal. Fuck yeah. Thanks, Ronald.
Thanks, man. That you could get a Big Mac crystal mined from the sea of special sauce. This precious block derives its radiant shine from melty cheese and a toasted sesame bun.
What?
Birdie wings. Keep your eye to the sky, or you might miss this early bird soaring high above the clouds with rare pair of electro wings.
What?
Yes. Fuck yeah, man.
He has a fry helmet forged from the iconic French fry box. This enchanted helmet is rumored to protect your friends from stealing your last fry, which they have capitalized here. Absolutely demented. Grimace egg emerging from the depths of a purple shake. This magical Grimace mob gets its shape for the most coveted egg of them all.
What?
Soda potion. The electrifying effect of this potion is mysterious as its recipe, an accidental combo of fantastic fizzy flavors. And
Grimace,
there's a zombie hamburger.
Yeah.
Guys, there's the zombie hamburger.
What?
Whoa, too scary. Stop.
Little is known about this hungry mob who spawns late at night and wanders all biomes in search of hamburgers.
So they got a Grimace in the back of every McDonald's. It's cloaca just constantly popping out. A brood mother of Grimace eggs. We got to stop this corporation. We gotta Oakjaw these clowns.
Its real name
tonight.
Isn't Grimace. That's just the look on its face as it pops out its 200th egg of the day.
Guys, I'm going to show you, if you'll direct your attention to the console in front of you, I have had a signal rerouted so you can see these.
I see you've Googled
toys.
Grimace cloaca here. Do you want to walk us through some of the
top
results?
Oh, no, that's just in his recent searches. Over and over.
Wow, you guys see over that? Again.
You see...
Nah, man, we can't see anything.
Oh,
man.
Hold on. There you go.
Oh, nice.
So we got zombie hamburger, Grimace egg, birdie wings. And you got that. It's really good. And these are like, you get them in-game, too.
You get in-game skins with every collectible. Gosh dang it. And Nether Flame Sauce.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. It's really
good.
And
it's also a grown-up Happy Meal that I get to eat, so I don't have to be jealous of my kids every time they get a Happy... Every time they get a Happy... I know that Happy Meals aren't for us. The amount of great, exciting stuff my kids get in a Happy Meal makes me feel jealous. Just not for the food, but for the feeling of it.
Every Minecraft movie meal purchased through the McDonald's app also gives fans an in-game bonus at no cost. We covered this.
Oh, that was close. I thought you were going to say it gave money to charity, Justin.
No, God, no.
Woo, that was close. Okay.
When approaching any partnership, we look for the authentic role our brand can play in it. And again, can I just say, for me, fucking nailed it, guys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Guys, read
slid
us,
in here so organically.
Read us for fucking filth, McDonald's, absolutely. We're dirty fucking hogs, and you got us.
Can I just say, though?
You caught us in the trough. You got us exactly where you wanted us.
We're filthy shit pigs, and you got us right, McDonald's.
I love the implication, though, that a Minecraft movie would come to McDonald's and be like, we want a partner. And McDonald's would be like, I don't see an organic way for that to happening. No
Sorry.
Deal.
My nearly 40-year-old brother had to stop his comedy podcast to bust an authentic nut about how excited he is about eating a Happy Meal at McDonald's. You fucking got us.
You got it.
I am not almost 40. And you retract that. I am 37. That's that's basically mid-30s. So we
built upon what they started, our fans, and created a totally immersive experience. A custom Minecraft movie meals in our restaurant.
A custom a Minecraft a movie.
Minecraft. A collectibles that unlock unique in-game features. What's special about this campaign? Oh, you don't have to tell me, but you are, okay. Is that every component will feel recognizable to both fan bases. A true merging of the McDonald's and Minecraft universes. Yeah. These two are inextricable.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When you play Minecraft, the order of your ideas goes, I'm going to make a house. I'm going to make a swimming pool. I'm going to make a McDonald's. And I'll live in a McDonald's. It'll keep
obviously,
me safe.
Obviously, I want to make my house. And then a McDonald's.
I'll make my house. McDonald's. I'll make my church. I'll make my McDonald's. I'm set. That's my third location right there.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. It's called My Brother, My Brother, Me. We've been doing it for a very long time. Since Griffin was nearly 30.
No, like way young, like way younger, way more vital and fresh. We've only been able to do this show this long. We've been part of other projects and beautiful enterprises. This one has the most longevity, and that's only not telling tales out of school here, only because of you all. No other show or media thing that I have ever seen or know about, especially in our space, has that relationship with the audience and the shows that they listen to. And it's very special, and I'm so grateful, and you can be a part of it and help us make this show and help us make a bunch of new stuff too over at MaximumFun.org/join. Pick the shows you listen to. Your money goes straight to them, and you get some great bonus content and other gifts too. This is our last episode where we're going to talk about it this year, so if you're thinking about it, do it.
Yeah, along those lines, can't stress enough. If you're like, oh, yeah, I'll do that later, do it now because time's going to fly by and we want you to be a part of this.
This is our 14th time around the bend. You'll forget. And that's
you'll
okay.
Forget.
We're not
trust.
Saying,
this is fine. Just do it right now, okay?
Also want to say, streams coming up this week. We got the Clubhouse stream Tuesday at noon Eastern time. Wednesday, Justin and Sydney are doing a Fast X watch party at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Fuck yeah.
Thursday, the three of us are going to be doing a Six Thumbs, One Heart, Star Road at 12 p.m. Eastern time. That's the three of us splitting one controller to play Star Road.
When is that? I didn't know we were doing that. That's fun.
Thursday at
noon. We hit that stretch goal.
And Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, we're having a Max Fun East Coast pizza party on the McRoy Family YouTube channel, so make sure you check
that
out.
If you missed it earlier today, if you're listening to this on Monday, I did another Fuser stream that is probably the longest I've ever cried laughing on a video before.
Yep, it was great.
It goes way off the rails.
Oh, and last week we put up, when we were in Phoenix, going on a hike through Dreamy Draw.
Yes. If you did not see it, please watch the McElroys go on a hike on the McElroy Family YouTube channel. It's a delight, and I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I'd do it again for money, for content, you know.
Wow. Yeah. Beautiful way to close out our last episode of The Drive here on My Brother and Me.
So tasteful.
Seriously, thank you all so much. Help us reach we have more stretch goals coming that are going to be enticing, trust.
Also, would be remiss, and I know that we don't normally do plugs during Max Fun Drive, but next week we're on tour.
Yes.
Go to macroy.family or go to bit.ly/macroytours to get your tickets. I believe April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. We're going to be in Richmond, Charlotte, and Raleigh doing, I believe, in order, My Brother and Me, Adventure Zone, My Brother and Me. So go get those tickets, bit.ly/macroytours, and we'll see you there.
How about A Faster Than Fear? I'll read this one.
Yeah, you got it? Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do it. This year, I'm going to be faster than my fear of M&Ms, specifically the weird living cartoon M&Ms with their fleshy arms and legs and eyes.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.